This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Steve Kathan. Two adults were shot today at East High School in Denver. Police say a suspect is still being sought and apparently left school grounds. The condition of the victims is not known. Just last month, a student there was shot outside school and died. For parents there, another tragedy.
We're all asking the same questions, like why 20 years after Columbine are we still answering and asking the same exact questions, and why can't we just send our kids to school in safety? And that's a question that I can't answer.
This is where the grand jury investigating former President Trump will not meet today. WCBS-TV's Zinnia Maldonado on the anticipation over a possible indictment in the hush money case.
Despite calls to protest directly from Trump, demonstrations across New York have remained somewhat small. But with the grand jury still investigating, law enforcement remains on high alert. The NYPD setting up heavy fencing around the courthouse, placing SWAT teams at strategic locations, and ordering all 35,000 of its officers, including undercover cops, to dress in full uniform and be ready to mobilize at a moment's notice.
In about an hour, we'll get the latest word on interest rates from Federal Reserve policymakers. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
With fresh instability in the banking sector, financial markets are now expecting, maybe hoping, for a more modest quarter percentage point increase.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
We're trying to thread the needle here, balance things, trying to do enough to help support the banking system and financial system, get that on solid ground, but at the same time continue to fight inflation.
A cleanup today in the San Francisco Bay Area after the latest bashing from a storm system. KPIX reporter Betty Yu.
Hurricane-like winds whipped up waves on the bay and knocked down giant trees along the Embarcadero. A big rig overturned on the Bay Bridge to Oakland, snarling traffic for hours. Pedestrians also proved to be no match against the sudden windstorm. People struggled to walk and clung onto street posts to keep their balance.
It's day two of the strike by 30,000 Los Angeles school district workers.
I expect the students to know that you have to fight for your rights. I teach history, and our students know that we fight for our rights.
Scientists have pulled DNA from Ludwig von Beethoven's hair to look for clues about his many health problems and hearing loss. They weren't able to figure out why the composer lost his hearing, but they say liver disease likely killed him. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 117 points. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for...
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The third generation owners of Union Star Cheese Factory near Fremont were found dead of gunshot wounds on Saturday. Police arrested the 25-year-old son of David and Jan Metzik, Eric, later that day. Investigators found a journal in Eric's room at his parents' home where he talked about eliminating them. Metzik now facing two counts of first-degree intentional homicide, cash bond set at $1 million. Metzik has a hearing coming up March 30th. He is facing life in prison. Two bills that will dramatically increase penalties for reckless driving go up for a vote in both houses of the Wisconsin legislature today. The GOP-backed measures include doubling fines and forfeiture ranges for reckless driving and subsequent offenses. The second bill allows police to impound a repeat reckless driver's vehicle. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state. the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're in company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware. The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke, Brian.
One margarita, two margarita, three margaritas shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to this fine program across the Civic Media airwaves, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the states. Our friends up in Amory, Lake Eyre, Green Bay, and WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, and Richland Center, WRCE News from the Center. In Richland Center, and so many more stations. If you want to learn more about our growing radio network, check out civicmedia.us, the website. You can see all the stations. And here on a Wednesday afternoon, I am joined by William Walter for kicking around some tangents. How are we doing today, Will?
On a Wednesday.
Feeling pretty good.
Feeling good on a Wednesday. I hope you are too, party people. It's always fun. Wednesdays with Will is probably like my third favorite time of the week to have Wednesdays with Will.
Are we going to do power rankings? Are we going to rank every single day of the week for
you? We could.
No, we don't have to do that.
I'll go in detail. I'll have a full chart ready for you, like why each day is better, pros and cons.
Yeah, you do the homework. You've got everything all set up. Yesterday, we had a debate among the Supreme Court candidates. It was at a very interesting time, 12:45 in the afternoon. And we here at Civic Media played it across the radio network in the 6 o'clock hour. But unfortunately, I was busy for both the live airing on Channel 3000 here in Madison and during the Civic Media replay.
Can you believe this guy having a life? What's wrong with him?
Oh, it's just very, very busy with this expanding network. So I haven't got a chance to listen to the entire debate in full. So you doing your homework, and we're going to talk about this and so many more headlines. But folks, if you want to share a tangent with us all hour long, those phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll take those tangents. But, Will, let's start there, because we've got a number of other Wisconsin headlines that we're going to dive to here on this Wednesday afternoon. But the state Supreme Court race, less than 2 weeks away now, folks, 13 days away. Early voting is underway. Jeez. I found out from Dane County Supervisor Annalise Eicher, the Sun Prairie Library actually not going to be a polling or early in-person absentee polling location, so I have to make alternative plans. I cannot do it on my way to the library. This was the case during the primary, but I didn't think it was going to be that for the general, but it is in fact the same. So yeah, thank you, Aaron. And we do have Aaron on the board. Evan hoping to join us soon, but he is dealing with a little trombone of sadness himself this afternoon, so hopefully he will be here in the Solidarity Realty Studios shortly. But it is all-encompassing right now. The election is underway. In-person voting
13 days, man. It's
coming up fast.
This one went fast.
It's coming up fast. And this debate yesterday, a lot of the media figures and the talking heads and the journalists around the state framed the debate yesterday as the gloves coming off. But I don't really think that the gloves were on.
They haven't been watching many of the ads,
right?
Clearly.
The ads have been taking swings at each other. The candidates in this race: Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, the liberal leaning candidate, and the conservative leaning candidate, former justice of the Supreme Court Dan Kelly, who was appointed there, sought a full 10-year term back in 2020, was defeated, and is now going at it again for a second run at the state's highest court. But the two meeting here in Madison yesterday, Protasiewicz noting that she took the day off because she is still a
actually
Milwaukee
employed.
County judge.
Yep.
She is working. She had to coordinate. She joked earlier today. She joined Kristen Bryan, Jane Matinera on As Goes Wisconsin earlier. I believe their second hour of the show today, and she kind of joked saying that she had to coordinate. She had to take a day off from her day job because she is campaigning as a Milwaukee County judge, so she still has full-time responsibilities in that role. Dan Kelly, not the case. He's kind of he's campaigning full-time because, the latest that we know is that he was compensated at least $40,000 in a payment of December of 2022 from the state Republican Party, the Republican Party of Wisconsin, writing that check to Dan Kelly for consulting work that Kelly has done on behalf of the state Republican Party. Now, he claims that he's not the partisan actor in this race, but it's very interesting when you see that what is the official name of the document they have to fill out? It's I can't think of it right this second, but the disclosure form that all candidates have to fill out, Janet Protasiewicz is pretty clean. It says, hey, I've worked for the Milwaukee County District Court or Circuit Court, and that's it. And Dan Kelly's like, well, I was taking money from this group, and I was taking money from the state party.
A couple bucks here, a couple bucks there. All of a sudden, I'm beholden to a nice collective of wealthy, right-leaning individuals throughout the state. I tell you what, Luke. I'll one-up you on having done my homework because I watched the debate twice.
Look at you.
Once for you.
Once for me.
Once for
me.
Yeah. So I am well prepared to jump into this dive. And that topic actually came up a number of times.
Did it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right away, too. Janet pointed out, obviously, the $120 that Dan Kelly received from the state party for, you know, in his words, advising what was the essentially ended up being the January 6th elector scheme.
Yeah.
And
the fraudulent elector scheme. 10 Wisconsin Republicans signed their names to official looking documents, but not actually official
documents.
Which I believe is referred to as fraud when you sign something that make it look official.
No, for you and I, it's fraud.
For you and I, it's fraud.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But that's different.
Gotcha. But yes, those 10 fraudulent electors that signed their name to paperwork saying that the former president, Donald Trump, won the state's 10 electoral votes back in the 2020 election when that, in fact, was not the case. And that was the scheme that Dan Kelly was doing some legal consulting surrounding.
Mm-hmm. He quite literally tried to usurp an election from the voters of Wisconsin, something that we have said on this show time and time again. And actually, Dan Kelly dropped the same verbiage to accuse Janet Protasiewicz of usurping the will of Wisconsin voters. Maybe he's been listening to Dueling Tangents a little bit on the side. He's taking some of my
As he's driving around those back roads of Wisconsin, you know, he could be tuning in to Lake Eyre. He could be tuning in to our friends up in if he's in the middle of the state, in Wisconsin Rapids, on locally grown radio. There's so many different places he can listen. So I wouldn't be shocked if
he's not working, albeit 30 minutes, according to him. Here's the exact quote after Janet accused him of being essentially on the payroll of the Republican Party
because he was. He got paid $120,000, most recent payment $40,000 back in December of 2022.
So Dan said, quote, "You obviously don't know the difference between having a client and being on a payroll." Massive eye roll from me. "Never been on the payroll of the state party. I have clients. My client asked me to address various groups around the state about how our election system worked."
And
then
he's
playing semantics with what everybody knows.
And then he
to
consulted
be the
them to try to find a legal loophole is what he would refer to what the fraudulent electors were, because it was fraud. They signed official documents saying that something happened that didn't happen.
He's just playing word games, Luke. I wasn't on the payroll. I was simply had a client because I'm a lawyer. That's what I do.
I was simply cashing their checks. I wasn't on the payroll. The payroll was coming into my bank account.
To be a payroll, it means I technically have to be receiving the same amount of check every 2 weeks, and that's not what happened. I got one massive check before I was finished working. Like, Jesus. You legitimately can't make this up. And actually, it got touched on a little bit later as well. Let me see if I can find that. I wrote it down.
But this was the recurring theme of the debate yesterday, from all my takeaways.
Throughout.
Is that Dan Kelly was kind of projecting a lot. Everything that he's kind of been accused of throughout this process so far of the campaign, he was projecting onto Protase.
Well, and he touched on that. He said that, you know, the big difference of me is I have an understanding of the court's job, that it insulates judges from outside interests. Everyone has political beliefs, but you need to set those aside and have a methodology so that when you analyze cases and write opinions, it squeezes out personal views. Like, yeah, most everybody agrees with that. You don't do that, though. Like, you sit up here and act holier than thou. And he's just so smug, dude. He is the, like, oh, it's...
Yeah.
I can't understand how anybody looks at that individual, the way he talked down to Janet throughout the course of the debate. Like, I'm not a psychologist, and I will be the first to admit I don't know very much at all about, you know, reading human behavior. But it was pretty evident, or at least what it reminded me of was 60s and 70s, maybe even into the 80s, watching old television when I was at my grandparents on the weekend or something, and how the stereotypical, you know, kind of abusive father of the house would demean the mother even when she knew what she was talking about was clearly the sensible, empathetic, realistic one. And they just think they're so much smarter and better than everyone else in the room that they can, like, talk down to you.
A little pompous.
Very pompous. Very pompous. That was Dan throughout the entire presentation. If I'm a woman voter in the state of Wisconsin and I see that and I recognize, like, oh, I have dealt with abusive individuals with this before, immediately I'm not voting for this guy. I mean, I counted four times where he quite literally jumped into his rebuttal of Janet without being called on, just talking, like, over her.
No, the Trump strategy. That's what Trump did in 16 against then-Secretary Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. And it was eerily reminiscent of that, to the point where a lot of the comments on the video were essentially like, why is this debate Trump versus Hillary 2.0? And some people made that
Comparison?
As like a pro Janet comparison, in the sense that this woman can't get a word in edgewise because this pompous jerk just keeps talking over
her. Well, it wasn't even just Trump versus Clinton. It was Trump versus Biden in 2020. Trump used that as a debate tactic, trying to step on, as I believe most Americans know, the president that has a stutter, stepping on him during the 2020 debate when he was then a candidate, not president, just throw them off as a debate tactic. And folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by William Walter on a Wednesday afternoon.
On a Wednesday.
Want to get all those W's correct. The alliteration is there. But we are discussing the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate that took place yesterday. We got a number of other Wisconsin headlines that we're going to dive into, as well as a couple of suggestions that the Republican lawmakers in the state legislature want to float, because they're a little upset because they don't have absolute power in Wisconsin anymore, and they're bemoaning that. We'll get into those and your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. We'll be right back.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make health care decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 50. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated showers. Lows dip down to about 34. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43. Overcast. About an inch of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You can follow this fine radio program on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can also follow the network there at Civic Media. If you want to stay up to date with everything we're doing as a growing radio network, social media is a great way to do that. You can follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I don't know. I'm not on TikTok, Will. I don't know about you. Are you?
I am.
You are on TikTok? I believe Civic Media is on TikTok. I don't know, though, because I'm not on that platform. But if you are on the platform of TikTok, go search Civic Media. See if we pop up. And if not, we'll have to get the team on that one. But I am joined in the Solidarity Realty Studios by William Walter here on this Wednesday afternoon. And you can join us with your tangent on the phone lines. Call or text 844-967-2789. You can be like our friend Steve. Steven up in Green Bay. Steven, what's on your mind this Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah, hello. Good Wednesday to both of you. I have a couple tangents, if you will, about the Supreme Court race. I actually watched it live online when it was going on, and then I listened to it again when Civic Media.
Look at you doing it twice. You doing the homework twice just like
we did our homework. I tell you what. Some of us were prepared for class today.
Yeah. Which the second time listening to it, it allowed me to kind of not have to worry about the meat of it so much and kind of listen to the particular things that were going on. And growing up, I was in a situation where my mom was in several abusive relationships with men. And I got to tell you guys, I'm a little triggered after that debate.
You recognized it too then.
Janet Protasiewicz would come out with facts and come out with things that we all know are true, and then you could hear, you know, Dan Kelly would rebut with a complete lie, but then do it in a tone that's kind of like, how dare you as a woman come at me that way? And it just sounded so off-putting and so demeaning. And, you know, honestly, that second debate, I mean, I picked up on it both times, but I really just listened to it on the second debate. And I'm like, you know, just the way you're talking, I mean, you could be telling the truth. Well, no, he's not, but he could have been. But it wouldn't have really mattered because the way he talked was just so demeaning. And it was such a put off to have to listen to that. And really unprofessional on his part.
Yeah, and I will be interested to see when I get a chance to listen to it. I'm hoping to do it tonight, but whether that's my takeaway as well. Because from the clips that I had seen, it did seem like there was kind of a lot of the former Justice Dan Kelly stepping on Protasiewicz. But I did just
a lot of isolated sound bites as well. So I didn't necessarily get to hear all of the back and forth. It was more of isolated incidents and responses. So I will have to be keeping an ear out for that. But you also had several other takeaways from the debate, some of the quotes that Dan Kelly shared. What would be kind of the other...
Well, you know, we talked about his denial of association with the state party. Mm-hmm. One of the final questions of the evening was...
Of the afternoon.
My apologies.
It was at a really weird time.
It was like, both yeah. for me, Luke. Yes, remember, yes, I watched yes, it yes, live yes, in the yes, afternoon yes. as well as in the evening. But the candidates were asked, will you attend partisan events? To which Dan responded, you know, people gather, politics come up. Literally, all I do when people ask political issues is tell them that's not my job. I talk about judicial philosophy and the rule of law. Then he goes, I kid you not, he goes, in regards to the payments he received for January 6th and Andrew Hitt literally testifying that he communicated with Dan Kelly, because Janet brought that up, Kelly goes, his testimony said there were multiple attorneys, plural. All right.
I was just one of the attorneys.
I happened to be one of the evil men who sold their soul to usurp the power of the people of Wisconsin. But he only had one conversation with me for 30 minutes asking if I was involved with the elector slate, and I said I wasn't, the end.
So paid $120,000 by the state Republican Party for a 30-minute conversation.
For a 30-minute conversation was essentially,
I feel like that doesn't really shake out that way.
I have Andrew Hitt's statement here as well, where he said, Mr. Olson and I, and then another lawyer, Mr. Kelly and I, you know, had some pretty extensive conversations. I don't know if the word extensive means 30 minutes to Dan or what is going on in that regard. But, I mean, this was just chock full of incredible quotes. I thought the questions, by the way, were phenomenal. One of the questions pertaining to outside spending, you know, how do you know with the fact that you know so much outside spending is coming in, does that mean you are coordinating with these campaigns?
Which is illegal.
But the question noted that communicating is not illegal, coordinating is illegal. And Kelly's like, no, we're not communicating at all, blah, 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 which is hilarious because he bragged during the primary outside spending will be following him.
You should vote for me as the conservative candidate because I know that the outside spending will follow.
Mm-hmm. And there was another brilliant question that Dan, least changed maps was deemed neutral and apolitical by the Republican Party. It's not in the Wisconsin Constitution. Understanding that you are deferring to that standard means you made it political. You realize that, right? And he goes, yeah, well, you know, you see there's legal questions and there's political questions and lines are drawn politically except for some legally. And then, you know, like he doesn't have an argument outside of the fact that, he made this point numerous times. The point isn't if the maps are fair or not, because that's a political question. That's not my job. LOLOL. Sorry. Ignoring the fact that unfair maps will, you know, of course, lead to an a population that's not properly represented by the legislature. Which we see right now. There was also Emily Fannin had an incredible question in regards to pro-life Wisconsin and Wisconsin Right to Life, how their legislative endorsements are only given if you pledge to
support their
legislative agenda. Yeah. Right. Emily literally noted the prerequisites are a pledge to champion pro-life values, to which Dan said, no, that's only the legislative pledge that they give. The judicial pledge is different. The judicial pledge I gave them was that I would follow the law, and so my story is different.
But if you look at the actual quote from that endorsement before it got scrubbed from the Right to Life website,
the archive, people. You will see it. They changed the website as soon as it was called out on the forum.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. Join in on a Wednesday afternoon by William Walter. And you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We don't
fight fair. WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Two faculty members have been shot at a Denver high school. KONO's Michael Abeda reports.
They just put crime tape up around the building out there by East High School, so things obviously getting a little bit more busy out here as students who were at lunch or grabbing something to eat are returning to school to find that their school has been taped off.
So far, no arrest. Today's expected session of the Manhattan grand jury investigating the Trump hush money payment to Stormy Daniels has been postponed.
Trump continues to speak out via social media, blasting Manhattan Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, insisting he, quote, presides over one of the most crime-ridden, violent, and dangerous cities, while also insisting he committed no crime of any kind.
WCBS's Zinnia Maldonado. The Federal Reserve is deciding whether to raise interest rates.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe, CBS News Brief.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Janet Protasiewicz says Wisconsin's political maps are unfair. It's not just her personal opinion.
The map issue is really kind of easy, actually. I don't think anybody thinks those maps are fair. Anybody.
The High Court is expected to take up Wisconsin's legislative boundaries in the near future. She faced Dan Kelly in the one and only debate at the state Supreme Court general election campaign yesterday. 82 school districts in Wisconsin are asking for more money this spring. That's about the same number as November in almost one in every five districts in the state. Most of the questions ask for money for day-to-day operations, but others want money for buildings. In sports, Wisconsin is going to the NIT Final Four next week after beating Oregon last night. The Bucks host San Antonio tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app. You can go to your Apple or Google Play stores and download the app. Take us with you with your smart device all around the state of Wisconsin, even when you're not in our listening patterns. And speaking of people all around the state of Wisconsin, I'm joined in the Solidarity Realty Studios today on a Wednesday afternoon by William Walter. Very busy man these last couple days. You've been traveling around.
It's been busy. I had the extreme pleasure of going to the 14th annual Wisconsin Grassroots Festival this weekend, held in Mazomanie, Wisconsin. It took me a while to pronounce that correctly, I will say that. It's about, 20-25 minutes outside of Madison, give or take?
Here in Dane County, not too far away from Madison. Mm-hmm. Excellent community. I heard a lot about the event. How did it go?
It was fantastic. First of all, some of the people there are not only the most knowledgeable voices, in my opinion, in the progressive movement, but some of the most passionate and dedicated individuals as well, that people that are really doing the boots on the ground work that it's required to take our movement to the next step. I had a ton of fun chatting with Alan Minsky of Progressive Democrats of America, Professor Harvey Kay from UW Green Bay, John Nichols of The Nation was there, and I want to give a shout out to Jill and Gary, who came up and said what's up to me and told me that they love Dueling Tangents.
There we go.
And we had a very nice conversation, and it's a lot of fun for me to be able to talk to like-minded individuals outside of my normal social circle, because it reminds you that you're not alone. You know, we've talked about where I live in comparison to where you live and how the communities are very different.
Hey, man, I lived and worked in your neck of the woods, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, and it is fascinating. We also had some of our hosts live there from the Grassroots Festival.
You did?
On
you
Saturday. Did. Jim Santel, Morning Cannolis with James Santel, that airs Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Jim was there doing a live show, as well as Earl Ingram, who Monday through Friday hosts the Earl Ingram Show on several different civic media radio stations from 8 to 11 a.m. was there for a special bonus edition from 11 to noon. So civic media in presence, also a speech by Mike Crute.
Mike Crute did a great
really
job.
Well.
Yep.
So yeah, it was an excellent
event. He always does, but it was fun to hear straight from Mike just how impactful civic media has been on the state, and really for me personally, it was nice to see other people kind of confirming that, right? Like, yes, I love this network. It's making a difference to me. My friends and I watch it together. We're able to talk about the ideas that we're seeing there, and you know, it's tough to find information like that. So they were so happy that Civic's been able to provide that.
Yeah, and the growing reach that the radio network has. Terrific event, and you've been busy outside of that. You were also today here in Madison because
just this morning. That's why I'm in studio
You're
live
in studio,
today.
Not,
I
want to
give a shout out
on Zoom.
I got to give a shout out to the Poor People's Campaign and their Healthcare Day of Action today.
Nice.
You know, healthcare is a human right.
Yes.
Everybody deserves affordable, and I personally believe that it should be nationally not for profit. But that's, you know, a different question. Human beings in the wealthiest country in the history of our species, if they can't rely on the government to keep them healthy, then what's the purpose? Why do we even have a centralized government if we can't even keep people safe?
Right. Like, and we collectively come together and do excellent things, like create a vaccine for a novel coronavirus that we had never seen before. That's what made it novel. And Moderna now is looking to, I believe, increase the price of their COVID-19 vaccine fourfold for taking it to the private market.
Socialize the cost, privatize the profits.
Yes.
And tale
so
as old as time.
It is very telling, though, as that example goes on. Excellent work on the ground here in Wisconsin for the Poor People's Campaign doing that today.
Shout out to Healthy Food for All Dane County, who provided lunch for everybody involved.
There you go. Nice. And really appreciate that you're here in studio for this Wednesday edition with Will of Dueling Tangents. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. But Will, we were just covering yesterday's Supreme Court debate that took place in the midday. I, being a terrible student, did not get a chance to listen to the content. But
your words, not mine.
Exactly my words.
I did the group project
for us, Luke.
I did, and
I got to sign my name on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But having you on here discussing it, as we went to break, that last segment, covering one of the things that I did get to see this, because obviously still checking content on social media, some of the campaign workers, the staff for the Kelly campaign, decrying, saying that, oh no, this Wisconsin Right to Life endorsement, you're clearly sharing around a Photoshopped image. And it seems like some campaign workers just not familiar with what the internet is, because growing up,
wait, you're telling me old wealthy white conservatives,
I don't even think
don't
it was
understand.
All just old, like there was just younger campaign staff from their profile pictures indicating that they thought it was Photoshopped rather than an actual archive of what the website is, because they just didn't understand
what
an archive was. But my parents always taught me that when you post something on the internet, it's for forever, and apparently the Wisconsin Right to Life wanted to try to take something back that they had endorsed during the primary. It was a dual endorsement at the time. They said these two Supreme Court candidates are our choice, and it was both Dan Kelly and, at the time, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro. And they were both endorsed by Wisconsin Right to Life because they were the candidates in the race, the four-way primary, that represented pro-life values, is what the organization, that was the loose quote. Mm-hmm. But the Kelly campaign kind of walking it back and not being too big of a fan that existed now, because it is a pretty recurring theme for Republicans here in Wisconsin and nationwide as well. But they go to these extreme positions throughout the primaries because they are fighting from examples of to the right of them. The Republicans have to try to moderate themselves then once they win those primaries. And so they go to the extremes to win a primary, and then in a pivot to try to win back moderate voters, they try to moderate themselves, even though they've taken these extreme endorsements.
You know, that reminds me, did Tim Michaels not do that same thing with the Donald
exactly.
Trump endorsement? Like, I
it
feel
is,
like we've seen this story before.
It's Groundhog's Day article. Almost in some regard there, because the day after the Republican gubernatorial primary last fall, back in August, Tim Michaels scrubbed the Trump endorsement off of his website and then actually brought it back because he didn't want to upset the Trump voters that he still needed a court. So it was a double-edged sword against Tim Michaels. But here now, Dan Kelly's just boiling it down to, oh, well, people are lying about these endorsements, rather than, oh, wait, this is an archived page from the Wisconsin Right to Life website.
His staff had
this
it prepped,
existed.
Too. I mean, this is quite literally, I believe it was his communications director? I'm not entirely sure, but truly wild for a campaign to blatantly Photoshop an organization's website. They dropped that immediately after Janet mentioned it in the debate, right?
So they had that was prepared then.
Immediately. And then luckily a number of organizations were prepared to say, like, here's the screenshot from the archive that says otherwise, that you quite literally just changed this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so just figuring out how the 21st century works with archived websites, I guess, right before our eyes here in Wisconsin politics.
Well, they don't understand relationships either. My absolute favorite quote from the entirety of the debate, towards the end, the candidates were asked, Kelly in particular, all four conservative justices served with you. They were literally your contemporary. Why won't they endorse you? Great question, right? Like these people, these are your co-workers.
Now, don't spoil all of the results from this debate for me, but
this was too funny to not mention. Kelly quite literally went back to Janet's last response in an effort to avoid the question, first of all. And then, you know, he was talking about how he did a few things pre-trial because Janet was pointing out that you have represented some not so good people who have committed some pretty serious crimes. I did a few things pre-trial and then I left. You're willing to say whatever you want, blah, blah, blah. So then Kelly, 100% seriously, says, constitutionalists generally don't do public endorsements, but I'm not mad at them. I don't mind.
The outgoing state Supreme Court Justice, Patience Rogensack, endorsed Kelly's
literally
primary
endorsed
opponent.
His primary opponent.
And I'm sorry, the reason, if you want to get into, okay, why is there not an endorsement from Annette Ziegler? Probably along those lines. She is the Chief Justice of the state's highest court. She also views herself as the constitutionalist. And so I can understand her not getting in there. But Kelly was like slamming Doro throughout the entire primary because he said that she would be another Hagedorn. So there's no reason to see why Brian Hagedorn would possibly come and endorse Kelly in this race, because he's the only justice on the state's highest court that has exemplified actually being independent and having a judicial philosophy when it comes to the four conservatives on the state's highest court.
Well, don't you remember, too, the Wisconsin State Journal article from the beginning of March where that noted a number
several,
of Kelly's
several different colleagues, former colleagues,
basic judicial errors such as misreading simple language, ignoring straightforward statutory interpretations in favor of tortured ones, and misapplying judicial precedents, including one Justice Patience Rogensack, fellow conservative, who has dissented from five of Kelly's opinions and wrote separate concurring opinions in five others.
What? Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Wednesday afternoon by William Walter. You can share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. Just speaking of completely disregarding what is actually, you know, supposed to be the reading of the law, we've got a very great example of this as well, happening up at the Wisconsin legislature today, Will, because Republicans now are pretty upset here in the state because... Republican lawmakers, I want to make that clear. Again, I don't think there's a ton of Republican voters that are all up in arms over this. There may be some.
I heard the new thing they're angry about is archived websites, that it's cancel culture.
They're confused in figuring out the internet. So once we catch them up to speed on that, we also have to catch them up to speed at how vacancies are appointed when it comes to constitutional offices here in the state of Wisconsin, because Republican lawmakers decrying the fact that Democratic Governor Tony Evers has appointed former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski to fill the vacancy created last week when outgoing Secretary of State Doug La Follette announced his resignation. And so leaders in both the state Senate and the state assembly are now saying, you need to call for a special election. We need to have a special election to fill this vacancy. And if you just look at Wisconsin law, that's not how it works, folks. There was a vacancy when who was the MTV Real World celebrity? Why can't I think of his name? It's Sean Duffy. Congressman Duffy, Sean Duffy, when he left, there was a whole up in arms about how expensive a special election is, because Republicans were upset and concerned that juicing or putting a special election for that Senate, seventh congressional district may have juiced turnout on the spring primary and the spring general. And so they were like, no, we can't do separate ones. We got to do them together. And it was a whole thing saying how expensive elections are to run on their own when they didn't want to have separate elections. Now they want to have a separate election because we're about to have
Luke,
one.
Do I have to drop the Will Hoyt quote? How many times do, like,
every single time you're on the show, buddy?
Can we make like a, we got to make,
your tap, don't make me tap the sign.
Yeah, tap the sign, or like a, just, you know how Steam Decks, you press a button and the sound bite automatically comes up?
Yeah, I just have
a sound bite for that every time I need you to understand.
We'll get it, but let's play it and Aaron can pull it and cut it later. Yes, it is. It is absolutely one of those instances where the rules do not apply to them. I don't know the specific quote, so you'd have to actually share it if you want to pull it up. But it is very telling that the Republicans, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, calling for a resolution is being taken up by the state Senate and later this week, I believe, the state Assembly for. Yeah, later today, both legislative bodies, according to the reporting by Eric Gunn over at the Wisconsin Examiner, are going to be calling for a resolution, which non-binding doesn't actually mean anything. Evers doesn't have to follow it, just like they don't follow his special session calls when we have many different issues that could be addressed throughout the calendar year last year. And legislative Republicans said, oh, we're done the first week of March.
Rules for thee, not for me, Luke.
Yep. Rules for thee, not for me. And that is how the Republicans act. But they're throwing a little bit of a tantrum. And it is kind of comical to me that they are this upset that Sarah Godlewski is going to serve the state as the state treasurer, or excuse me, the state secretary of state. Excellent state treasurer over the last 4 years, and now gets to jump into this new role. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. I am joined by William Walter on a Wednesday afternoon. You can join us on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Dueling Tangents, going to get to a little cheese-related spelling error coming up next, but stay tuned.
I got a fun cheese story for
there
you.
There we go. I can't wait to hear it.
We're rolling out the red carpet for all area musicians to be a part of Hoozles at the Lakes Rise to Music competition this summer. If you're an artist and you believe you have real talent to share, you're invited to check out competition details, then sign up for the second annual Rise to Music at hoozlesrisetomusic.com. Registration is open now. Brought to you by Hoozles at the Lakes, your local civic media radio station, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI and Max Inc. Radio.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 50. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated showers. Lows dip down to about 34. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43. Overcast. About an inch of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Wednesday by William Walter, and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. And Will, it is very comical, just to kind of put a bookend on what we were covering right before that last break. It was the quote from
Frank Wilhoit.
No, hang on real quick we get to that quote, because this is going to feed into it. Reading for the piece by Eric Gunn over at the Wisconsin Examiner, state law doesn't appear to require a special election. However, says Barry Burden, director of the Elections Research Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, statute 17.19 states that the governor gets to appoint replacements whenever there is a vacancy in an elected office, and the replacements serve until an election is held, Burden says. That could be the regular election at the end of the term or until a special election is held. So Republicans just kind of throwing a temper tantrum today with an official joint resolution, or whatever the resolution will be called, calling for this special election to fill the Secretary of State vacancy, but it's already been filled. Sarah Godlewski started serving as the Secretary of State for Wisconsin on Saturday, this past Saturday, March 18th. So it is very much, we don't like these rules now. We like our rules, to play our rules. And
I'm getting my soundbite ready.
There you go.
Conservatism consists of exactly one proposition, to wit. There must be in-groups whom the law protects but does not bind, alongside out-groups whom the law binds but does not protect.
There we go. We'll have to clip that, and then we'll be able to use it for future instances. But folks,
I expect royalties.
You're listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin. If you want to share that tangent with us here on a Wednesday afternoon, 844-967-2789. You can be like Jack up in Merrimack. Jack, how are you doing today?
Oh, just peachy keen, thank you. I have a cheesy-related description or statement. Our cheesy legislators, they seem to be just fine when Walker appointed Kelly for several years. Didn't hold a special election to fill the judicial seat on the state Supreme Court. Too bad Kelly got voted out. Would have been interesting if they had a special election earlier, wouldn't it?
That is an excellent point. But even if they held a special election, I believe that full 10-year term would have expired in 2020. So why would you not just have the election when they did, like in the Walker case? But it is an excellent point, Jack.
Judge Janet dropped the mic at an event this weekend when she said, Kelly's got two L's. He already took that one.
There you go.
Gotta fill out that second L,
looking
right?
For that second L. There you go. We appreciate the phone call, Jack. You can be like Jack, 844-96-PARTY, to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents. But speaking of the cheese-related errors and missteps, I know you didn't get a chance to see
This is fair. I was avoiding the homework because the Wisconsin Badgers were playing basketball last night, and that may have been part of the reason why I did not get a chance to listen to the debate in its entirety yet. But pretty comical. I believe ESPN crew was the broadcast network right behind the guys calling the game yesterday, was a sign from an Oregon Duck, one of the students in attendance, and they roasted him hard after the fact. But he shared a sign. Yeah, he shared a sign that said, "Cheese curds are overrated," because he forgot the second R in overrated, trying to throw a little diss at the...
Oh, no. He meant that they're overated in like the
past. Well, it's overeated then, isn't it?
Like, he was still wrong either way. Yeah, grammatically, he was still incorrect. But I think he might have been implying that we are eating too many of them, because maybe he wants some too, and they
he was mad that we ate
around
all the cheese curds.
Maybe I don't know. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, because you can't think that they're overrated.
He was holding up his own phone to share the meme of one of the Bradley Cooper's character in The Hangover saying that we messed up, but it doesn't say we messed up. Yeah, and so that was what he was holding and his sign as the rest of the Oregon student section was rightfully calling him out for the misspelling that he had on national television.
Wasn't able to compete with us in the national cheese competition. Am I right? Which actually, that's my funny cheese story for
you.
Is the event this weekend? Pod Save America came to Madison and they did a trivia segment towards the end, and one of the questions was quite literally, a couple months ago was the national cheese competition. How many
held in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Held in Green Bay.
Shout out to WGBW if you're listening out there in that area of the state.
Good work, GB. And one of the trivia questions was quite literally, how many contestants did Wisconsin provide to the top?
Like, how many categories did they win? I believe was the question.
I
want to say there was 113 categories.
No, I'm saying at the event this weekend, they held like a trivia thing for the audience.
Gotcha.
And it was designed as like a, because Mandela Barnes and Ben Wickler were on stage. So you get it wrong. The Wisconsinites took a shot of milk, which is fair. and the other non-Wisconsinites took a shot of alcohol. And
I did see one of the other hosts chug an entire quart of chocolate milk as well.
Yep, so there was a lot of dairy. Right after this, they did that.
A lot of dairy involved at that event hosted by WISDEMS and the Pod Save America team back here in Madison last Saturday.
So they asked how many Wisconsin companies or how many Wisconsin cheeses were there. And I was like, oh, I know this one. We talked about this on Dueling Tangents.
Was the most Wisconsin headline of the week that week. And that is an excellent... excellent little callback. Folks, if you've got submissions for the most Wisconsin headline of the week, we'd love to hear them. You can give us a call, send us a text. We'll discuss those in further detail on Friday. You can also send them to us on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. But yeah, I just got a pretty good kick out of the misspelling of the sign on national television. And the Badgers scared me a little bit, but ended up pulling it out. Going to advance to the quarterfinals, the Final Four in the NIT. And so they are still playing basketball in March. They were a bubble team. They missed the NCAA tournament, but still making the best out of the situation that they got in front of them. And they've been playing some pretty good basketball. The defense for Oregon last night was pretty stifling, but they found a way to make it happen. The play of the game by far was in the last 2 minutes, minute and a half, 90 seconds. They recognized that Oregon went into a zone defense for one of the only setups, one of the defensive stands that Oregon made in zone all night, read it perfectly. Chucky Hepburn got open on the far wing. Tyler Wall connected with him for three to take the lead, and they didn't give it back. And it was definitely a very good game. Looking forward to them playing, I believe, like Northern Texas or something like that in Vegas next week, Tuesday.
I don't know. My Buffett Perfect Bracket Challenge, which is my retirement plan, is ruined again this year. So hopefully next
year. Zero perfect brackets. Nobody's got one. And I'll have to check. There hasn't been any games yet. Games resume for the NCAA tournament, I believe, tomorrow. And I have some ground to make up in the civic media pool. So I'm sitting at like 8 out of 13 or something like that. So it's not great, but still some ground to be made up, because a lot of people had Marquette over finishing the whole thing, and they are no longer in it. I still got Gonzaga.
Could have been worse. You could have had Purdue.
Yeah, could have been worse. Could have had Purdue. I lost a lot of teams in that first round, like a lot of people did. Still got a chance, maybe as the underdog. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. Really want to thank William Walter for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Want to thank Aaron for running the board. Hopefully we can find out if Evan's doing all right today.
He is here.
All right. Glad to hear it. So, folks, if you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.
Peace out, party people.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.